The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Everybody, look, the Sklar brothers are here.
Hey,
this is great.
Everybody. Hey.
Randy and Jason Sklar.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
It's baseball. We're starting baseball today,
it's opening day. I just had a burrito. A taco.
Well, I love it. God bless Harry Carey.
We miss him, right?
It's it was the time when you could just show up drunk at work and everyone's like, that's fine.
Taco spelled backwards is old cat.
Is it, Harry? I mean, so we were St. Louis fans. Yeah. You know, grew up in St. Louis, but we'd come home from school because we were latchkey kids. And we'd come home to someone else's house because we had the key to someone else's
house. You were actually burglars.
Yeah, we were burglars and locksmiths.
Burgled and watched a game.
We were locksmith burglars, which is the worst kind of burglar. By the way, a cat burglar also sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Because cats just are so
They epic. Don't listen.
Yeah. Who wants
Did
one
you,
of those?
The person
Where's the cat burglar? He's hiding in the cabinet because somebody jostled the door.
We haven't seen him since the Bush administration because someone...
just took a swipe at a baby for no reason. Yeah. He's a cat burglar.
He's still alive because there's crap in the toilet.
Yeah. You know
what? in the house.
All cats are burglars. They steal your time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Jerks.
The only way to catch him is with a laser light.
That's
all for every time.
Very true.
Just get him out. Laser him out. Laser him out.
That's how the police get him. Just, we've got this solved. Everybody step away for a second. We'll laser them out.
So now, but you can bring your pets everywhere. So I'm assuming people bring their cats into LASIK surgery, and that's got to be the worst.
That is.
Get him off the eye. He's playing around.
He's my
it.
Emotional support cat. I don't care. Yeah. He's scratching the nurse.
The Sklar brothers are at Stand Up Live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. They're going to be here today and tomorrow.
Yes!
You're right.
Even better.
You're right.
StandUpLive.com. You've got 4,000 things. And we got to talk about, we had LeVar. Who did we have last week? I forgot who it was.
LeVar Burton.
Yeah. LeVar Burton.
If you had LeVar Burton and LeVar Ball. LeVar Burton and LeVar Ball.
If your name was, it was LeVar Day last week.
Dude, LeVar Ball. LeVar Ball trying to out-talk LeVar Burton. Man, I read every book. I read all the books.
You read all the books?
I read all the rainbows.
You read all the rainbows.
I read every rainbow. I read them all. I never lost.
To a rainbow?
You never lost?
What's the competition?
One-on-one with a rainbow, and I never lost.
You played one-on-one basketball.
It's a never-ending game.
I post up a rainbow. I never lost.
Yeah, he brags about stuff that, like,
there's no way to even defend.
You can't quantify what he's saying ever.
What happened to him?
I fought a war against Guantanamo.
You fought a war against our own detention center.
I never lost. Okay. All right, man. Cool.
Sure.
Fine. Remember when he said he'd beat Jordan one-on-one?
Anytime.
Back then, anytime.
Today?
Yeah. I beat him today.
Yeah, he actually brought up, if you brought a time machine, I could prove this to you. And it's like, well, and you want to wish that someone could do it just to go, you would lose.
And there's no response from Michael.
I'm his son.
I'm having sex with Lhasa Pippen.
What?
You're having sex with Lhasa Pippen right now. I never lost.
Dude, if you
also, you're saying never lost.
Yeah.
You're not saying never lost.
No.
No, so if you watch The Last Dance, which I know you guys watched The Last Dance, amazing documentary, bloodshot were Jordan's eyes? That's number one.
Yeah, you got an interview tomorrow. Maybe don't drink 3/5 of scotch the night before.
A little Visine.
And he's in this house.
Every episode I want to give him drops.
And then Scottie Pippen. Jordan's in this gorgeous house, and Scottie Pippen is like in a staged condo.
In a breezeway.
You're waiting for like a real estate agent to be like, hey, we're showing this in 5 minutes. Can you wrap up your interview, bro?
I got to stage this.
I can only do it. I can't do it. I can only do a Scottie Pippen impression laying down. It's the weirdest thing. I have to lay down.
But give a little sample.
I don't know if I can do it because it just turns into Henry Kissinger. It really is the same.
when we was in Arkansas, we had all the time we had. Michael always Michael.
And you didn't hear it. It's a full sentence. It's so like, is deep. That a real voice, or is he just sucked he some just, of the air conditioner for a little bit?
No, he looks. He always sounds like he just woke up.
Yeah.
I'm like, get up. Get motivated. Get up.
Michael's son, deep inside my wife right now. We was in Arkansas. That was frowned upon.
Marcus?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. No, the kid that played for Miami, the real son, you know, Jimmy Butler.
That's the real son.
Harold Miner?
Yeah.
Baby Jordan?
Baby Jordan.
Well, I was going to talk about before we got LeVar Ball out there again, and I'm just remembering his great visit
LaVell
last week.
Jordan.
Yeah. No, we were Better Call Saul, which you guys were also part of.
So. Yes.
And you watched the whole thing, obviously, right? When you're
I'm still in the process.
Me?
I know, it's terrible.
It's another check thing, just
this
like
is the same thing.
This is what happens. Like, it's what I can get my other family members to watch with me. So I was on that journey by myself. And then there's like other people in my house are like, we got to watch this together. And I'm like, you can't push this down the queue. I'm in it. I'm in the show.
Let's not watch that
LaVell
one.
Crawford was here last week.
Love him.
And, oh, he's the best.
And he's so good in that show.
Good in the show.
Amazing. And he's part of the
universe.
Cornerstone of the moment we realize Jimmy is Saul now.
Yeah.
Like he's doing it for Kim. And it's such an important moment. And I'm like, so how did it end?
I see that the text died off and I quit watching.
Yeah.
You stopped watching show you're part, and you did it too.
Does he wear a three-piece suit to morning radio? I want him to. Yeah, he's a sharp-dressed man.
And constantly dabbing his
forehead. He's so funny and so great on that show.
Too. Yeah.
And look, that show was so good to comedians. I mean, you think about Burr was on that show.
Yeah.
I mean, so many good comics are part of it. And Bob Odenkirk is a comic at heart.
Yeah.
So when we went and did our stuff on that show, we were in the guitar shop. We owned the music shop. We were part of the moment where he goes back to being Slippin' Jimmy.
Yeah.
We're in a very pivotal moment in that thing where we push him over the edge
because
he's trying to make commercials for our guitar shop. So really, we're in New Mexico and we're at this guitar shop. And, you know, when you're doing a film shoot, there are hours of downtime where they're setting the new shot and doing what they're doing. So we're sitting in a back room just playing guitars, and he's telling stories from Mr. Show, and we're
so
talking
good.
About stories. You know, when we – way back in the day, we remember when he got the Breaking Bad job. We were doing a comedy show in L.A. with him.
Sorry, Jay, did you put the emphasis on breaking?
The Breaking Bad job.
Breaking Bad. Do you know people who put the emphasis on the wrong word?
It's an occasional Jewish problem.
This is before Better Call Saul.
I mean, you're wearing a suicidal tendency sweatshirt. Right.
The Breaking Bad.
Yeah. The Breaking Bad.
The Breaking Bad show. So this is right at the beginning, and we were at a show, and he had been directing some movies, and, you know, it was post Mr. Show, but it was before this, and it was post Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
And we were just the biggest fans of Mr. Show ever. Him and David Cross are just, those are comedy heroes of ours, and we were sort of coming up right behind them in the same scene in L.A. And we were doing this live show, and we're like, what's going on, man? What are you doing? He's like, I got this gig acting. It's so cool because I've been directing. It's so nice to just show up and have it be somebody else's deal. And he's like, I don't know. The show's really cool. It's not a comedy. I'm a little funny in it, but it's, I don't know really what I'm doing. I think I can do it.
And he's like, I just don't know if I'm doing the right thing. And I would say to this day, the jury's still out.
Stop it!
You got a whole other series, but
it was
spun off.
He really nailed it. And
so good to
see, and he's so good. And you realize, like, it's almost like when you see someone who you know can do so many other things and they're doing one specific thing that's a little bit different, that's also unbelievable.
You're like, bro, you can play the French horn? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Right. He's great. It was amazing.
He gave her a French horn. I don't know what a French horn
is. I gave her an oboe.
That's bizarre.
And I told her,
I gave her the whole woodwind section.
I said, you're second chair now.
The Sklar Brothers are at Stand Up Live all weekend long, today, tomorrow, Saturday. If you want to go down there, standuplive.com. You're still doing the podcast?
Still doing both podcasts. Yeah. We moved over to All Things Comedy, which is Burr's network that he's doing with our buddy Al Madrigal, which I'm sure you know
Al.
And so we moved over. Dumb People Town, which is our sort of exploration into the dumb of this
What have you found? What's the most recent dumb people town that you're like, this is mind-blowing?
So, woman who gets head
caught
stuck
in the tailpipe of a truck at a country music festival, or as we like to call her, woman at a country music festival. Right? Why does that happen at every country music festival?
It probably does.
It's a standard event. Yeah.
Where did, wait a minute. How do you get...
Where'd you park, Brady? So next to the woman. Which one?
The one... So, she... There was like that super-sized tailpipe.
Huge, right.
And she wanted to see if she could get her head in there.
Like...
That's the definition of small-mindedness,
right? No, the truth is like
I'll get it out. I'll just start it.
Drive her around. Yeah. Drive her around. She'll eventually pop.
We'll pop her out. Just drive around and brake really quickly.
That's like the guy on 4th of July is like, let me look down the chute of the fireworks thing and see. Right. Don't look down it. Do not look down it.
So she got stuck in there, and how does that end?
It just, they had to get the, jaws of life and grease her out, and it was a whole,
the top.
And then Luke Bryan had a new song.
Yeah. That's right. Luke Bryan caught stuck in the tailpipe of life.
And ironically, and also probably pretty common at a comedy show, she popped out and looked like she was in blackface.
So it was
country
exactly.
Music, country music. Yes.
You can't do that anymore.
No, not anymore.
I mean, they made movies about
you guys
that in the 80s.
That?
No,
Not anymore.
They don't do it. So that was a great one, Ram. What else was a good
guy who got pulled over by the cops, and in the glove compartment he had a sex toy, in the back seat he had a rattlesnake, and in his trunk he had enriched uranium.
Oh man.
This guy's got a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Now the game we played on the podcast is, what doesn't he have?
A relationship with his biological father?
Probably
not.
Custody of his kids?
Probably not.
A GED?
Definitely not. No, he definitely doesn't have a GED.
I mean, that's just...
Was a rattlesnake for protection?
He's got to, you got to keep him around in case somebody wants that uranium. So he'll reach for that uranium. You've got a whole second problem on your hands.
It's like those people who are like, I have a pet porcupine. You're like, why?
Why? No one thinks you're interesting. This is not helping. What about the guy? There's another story we covered where there was a guy all on Dumb People Town. He was stealing cars and moving them two blocks away to impress his 18-year-old stepson.
Yeah.
That's going a long way to impress your kids.
I just want to be your father.
I just want to be your friend.
I want to be your friend.
I want you to love me.
My dad can do it, too.
Yeah, that is... That's just
stealing cars. He's not taking them that far.
Right.
He's, he's stealing people's cars.
I can do this all day, son.
That's right. Yeah. We like to ask those guys. So we do that podcast, and then we do our sports podcast, which is View from the Cheap Seats. It's basically... We look at the week in sports, and when I say the week in sports, I mean the WEAK.
Yeah, the weakest of
the
sports.
The weakest of sports stuff. Last week there was this crazy video we did, and we posted online. It was huge. It was just a seven-year-old kid
in Hungary
who was like, his birthday wish was to dribble through on a professional soccer field and score, and he gets down to the goalie, and the goalie stones him.
That's cool.
Kid goes back, gets the ball, and we're like,
from the other team, or the goalie from the other team. So they didn't clear it with the other team to know, and the goalie from the other team is like, I'm not letting this kid score.
Makes me look bad.
Yeah. So he blocks him.
That's your first lesson in life, kid. Stuff's not going to work out.
Things don't work out.
He should be used to disappointment, right?
I'm going to teach you what your father didn't teach you. That's scoring.
Yeah.
This guy's a professional goalie.
Look, it's like...
Take that weak crap out of
you. This kid's not going to be soft, I'll tell you that much, for the rest of his life.
You got to keep taking
shots. This is how the Joker starts. Yeah. Why are we doing this to this poor kid?
I've never understood that. I met a Make-A-Wish kid, and he was 30.
Yeah. Can't be a kid.
It was 18 years ago.
I know. Well,
listen, why did you get a wish?
He beat it.
I'm happy for him.
That's your wish.
Your wish is to beat it.
That's your wish.
His wish was 19 more years. And he got it.
So I got it right. So I met him
before the end.
Also 19 more wishes, which I think, again, I just wish for more wishes.
Make a wish, make more wishes.
Make a wish, always wish for more wishes.
I want more wishes. You can't have that.
That would be a good thing if you were a Make-A-Wish kid to tell Make-A-Wish, look, you pick, I want 5 things. That's my wish.
I want to participate in 5 other Make-A-Wish type organizations. They don't exist. I wish they did. God darn it!
He's got us in the loophole.
Why did this Make-A-Wish kid wish that other Make-A-Wish kid's life would end right now? That feels very directed and angry.
You're not allowed to
other
kids.
It's my wish. Yeah. I wished it.
You can't kill other kids with your Make-A-Wish.
They have to remind him. It's a little thing in the bottom of the page. Just saying, look, we've had a problem with this.
Could you put Ricky with a tumor down for
me?
You can't sacrifice the sicker.
By the way, I love that you brought up put her down, because that's like when our kids were little. Our kids are older now, but when they're little, you're just like,
Hey. So, like, it's bedtime. Someone's like, someone's got to put that kid down.
Put her down.
Put her down. I'm like, is she a kid or a horse with a broken leg? Put her down.
Tent her.
Tent her first.
Yeah. Yeah, tent her up.
Do you want me to put her in the crib or turn her into some rubber cement? What are we doing here? Have her face the wall and put her down execution.
Put her
style.
Down.
I got this, honey.
Are you guys following, like, what in the news right now? Have you heard of Transgender Vengeance Day?
No.
Yeah, evidently that's a thing tomorrow. I have friends who are actually afraid to go to the Savannah Bananas baseball game with me on Saturday because it's Transgender Vengeance Day.
I mean, to me, I think Phoenix, of all places, would understand trans stuff because you transformed the desert into a city.
A livable place.
Yeah, you transitioned the desert into a city.
I woke up to pee this morning. It was a dry pee. Yeah. Is that weird?
It is.
It was just a hiss and a sound. And I'm like, I feel better, but like,
it's like mummy dust. It was some sort of a weird.
Hey, I saw my doctor. Did I drink Cheetos?
Did Brendan Fraser's character just shoot out of my urethra?
Nothing but Cheetle came out.
Don Cheadle came out of my penis.
That is a very dry thing.
That is a very. Man is,
but it's subtle. He's a subtle dry. He'll make you cry.
Stephen Wright came out of my penis. That is how dry that pee was.
That is dry. That is a dry.
We converted this. This should all be desert.
Yeah.
Okay, guys?
Yeah. We transitioned this. It now identifies as a major city with water.
This is a major city, and it should have just been wasteland. Right.
Mm-hmm. But anytime you add the word vengeance,
too much.
It always scares people. Like, you can't have, like, you know, even like Rainbow Bright's Vengeance is a movie where she kills
people. I mean, John Wick is all about vengeance.
That's it.
And, like, they don't even put that in the title.
No.
I assumed. I had never seen a John Wick movie, and then the week that it came out, our friend was staying with us, and she's like, we're going to watch all of them. We watched every.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're fun.
They're so much fun, but I don't think you can see that many people getting shot in the face in one week. You know what I mean? Everybody.
It's like ice cream for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It's like
too much.
You kind of lose the. Everyone gets shot. He goes in for a coffee somewhere and they don't put the right amount of syrup. Shoot him in the face.
Headshot.
He doesn't
Headshot,
like.
Headshot. Gone. Lift up the.
Sir, do you want an extra shot of espresso? No. I want an extra shot at your face. Face. Boom. Boom. Gone. Boom.
He down.
John Wick 4.
He down.
He down.
He gone.
All Carlson's on top of. He gone.
He gone.
He gone. That's a can of corn, John Wick. He gone. I love it. So, do you guys follow baseball? Obviously, still Cardinal fans.
Yes.
Still up on that. What about baseball opening day resonates with you as adults? Because I've lost. My Cubbies won it in 2016.
Amazing. And did that sort of release something out of you? Yeah, you were like, I'm done.
Yes, I relieved all that pressure of being a lovable loser. We talked about it this morning. It's like when the nerd finally gets laid,
right?
And he thinks, well, this is my life now.
Right. That's why Revenge of the Nerds 2 is not as good as Revenge of the Nerds 1.
Because he got laid already. You don't care. And then we didn't get a second one.
Right.
John Holmberg's Morning Sickness. The 98. KUPD. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Talk about vengeance.
Revenge of the Nerds.
If it had been called Vengeance of the Nerds, way more violent.
Revenge of the Nerds, there's like a legit rape.
I'm just going to say that. There's a horrifying rape in that movie.
I mean, like, we talked about this. We used to talk about this in our stand-up that, like, you know, in the early 80s, that was a rated R movie, but in the early 80s, PG, there was no PG-13.
Right.
So PG
covered a wide swath.
Yeah. It was basically anything that wasn't Porky's.
That's PG-13.
That's PG-13. That's PG. So PG covered all this stuff. So if you want to watch movies from when you were a kid with your kids today, I was like, let's do this. It'd be so fun. And then you put it on and like eight in every movie about 20 minutes in, you're like, oh my God, I forgot about this. There is a rape in 16 Candles. I got to now stop the tape down, show it. I mean, just insane. The Karate Kid. Well, the Karate Kid, we were like, in that movie, on his 16th birthday, he goes and hangs out with Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
The guy who is the building maintenance guy at the apartment he just moved into. This is like the beginning of every cold case, right? We never heard from him ever again.
And then he was found in a locker downtown Phoenix.
Storm drain downtown.
So he goes to hang out with this guy who's drunk. Right. Wasted.
That's true.
Like if the cops came in at that moment and
just said, tell me exactly what you've been doing with this kid. And if he told the truth,
if just Miyagi is spitting straight facts.
Yeah. I'm just getting drunk with this 16-year-old boy.
I had three bottles of sake. Nope.
I just gifted him this silk robe.
I gave this kid a silk
robe. Do not.
Tomorrow,
I watched him wax on and wax off in my yard
in really
for 3 hours.
Really short shorts. All of my cars.
I gifted him a car. What are you doing? You're grooming a child. Yeah. What are you doing?
No,
what
it I is did. A groom.
It's yeah. a straight up groom. It's an old fashioned groom.
Grooming him like a tiny bonsai tree.
And you know what's weirder is that when Daniel-san leaves, he grooms another one.
He grooms another one.
Like the sequel is his. It's a sequence.
It's like
we went out on a boat. I let him punch me in the stomach, and that got me off.
Protected
as hard as he could.
He traffics him overseas.
That's right.
I'm going to take him across country lines.
Yeah. Oh, my.
International.
God. We got Daniel a passport. Don't worry. The maintenance man will get you. Then.
Also, the mom is like, I'm a single mom. I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm in over my head. The other thing that, like, you know, while he was in Japan, she came home from work and was like, Daniel? Danny? Don't even know he's in Japan.
She needs maintenance on the place. She can't get that done.
In Japan.
B, the kid's missing.
We got a faucet.
This lady can't do basic math. Where's the maintenance man and my son?
I want to see
needs
that
a partner
movie.
In her life.
No, but so the other thing about that movie, if you go back and watch it, which is because he's in the valley. He's in the San Fernando Valley. That's where it takes place. The All Valley Karate Tournament.
Now, the best moment is there. He's made up with Elizabeth Shue. They're at the arcade. They're hanging out. And he says to her, so I guess you heard about the big karate tournament this weekend. And her response is, who hasn't? Who in Southern California hasn't heard of this obscure high school karate tournament?
We're parents. I'm willing to bet that there were parents of kids in that tournament who had no idea about that tournament.
Well, I know one.
What?
Daniel's mom.
She wasn't there. Hey,
Danny's doing karate?
Apparently so. He's been kicking everything in the house.
Well, do we have to go?
Oh, great.
There goes my Saturday. I hope he breaks his leg in the front. I hope he has to fight a 45-year-old Chinese guy.
Yeah,
in that tournament for some reason.
That guy's got a receding hairline. How is that guy in this tournament?
That and the fact that it's in Southern California, in the valley, and he's wearing Daniel-san to fit in. He's wearing a Charger shirt. Now, this is long.
That's true. Yeah. That's right.
Maybe it was prophetic that the Chargers.
And it's like it's not a Charlie Joyner. Who was it?
Wes Chandler.
It was like a Wes Chandler jersey.
A Wes Chandler
like half shirt. You're like, bro. You're in Southern California. The Chargers are San Diego. They are not in L.A. yet. You cannot wear a Chargers shirt. So either his mom is that tapped out that she's like, I'll just get the California team and give them that. Or whoever was.
She slept with Wes Chandler. She needed maintenance. There was nobody to except Wes.
Or we're like, we're just going to get
a costume. Or maybe she like slept with Dan Fouts. She said, Dan Fouts. We always said this about Dan Fouts, not to jump around like crazy. But Dan Fouts had the most well-trimmed beard ever.
He should have made and came out with his own like wall trimmer called
right.
Like if you used Fouts, if you used it as a verb, have you Fouts your beard, Brady?
No,
I gotta Fouts that thing.
I gotta Fouts this.
It's getting out of control.
Your beard's out of control. You gotta Fouts that thing down.
I have the anti Fouts. Oh my God, I've got the worst beard in the world.
And for the women, it's the Fouts down there. It's pleasurable.
Yeah,
the Fouts.
Yeah. There's an awful lot of Fouts down there for me. I prefer.
Honey, are you Foutsing again? Yeah. It's our anniversary.
How about a whole lot less Fouts down here?
Yeah.
Daniel, I'll be done Foutsing in a little bit. Where are you?
I'm doing the Winslow. Do not do the Winslow. Do not do the Kelly Winslow.
Maybe the Philip Rivers down there. I want to clean that
you
up.
Get the Philip Rivers, you end up with 9 kids.
So. That's true.
We said if Philip Rivers could ever get more wins than he has kids, then that team's going to do really well in the playoffs.
Impossible.
You never want to have less wins than the amount of children that are on your payroll.
That's so true. Sklar Brothers are here. Stand Up Live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. StandUpLive.com is where you go. And predictions on basketball. We got the Durant thing going on here. You guys have to love this.
I mean, that is the greatest, saddest thing ever that Durant like comes in on his first game and the layup line does the thing. It's like you got to keep this guy under glass.
Yeah.
Like, just only allow him
to. He shouldn't have to do anything but just be in the game.
Why is he in a layup line? Like,
this is a very controversial thing, I'm going to say.
Yes.
It's just uncomfortably controversial.
Let's hear it.
It's not like, you know, murder. Last night I was at the game.
Uh-huh.
And the halftime show was 20 people with Down syndrome breakdancing.
Oh.
Okay. Now, look.
Is this in conjunction with the Woody Harrelson movie?
I think it might have been. I could think was there's an awful lot of body fluid possibilities on that court right now.
You got it.
So and Kevin Durant.
So you're putting a lot of weight on the people who are there.
Cleaning.
He's blaming the halftime.
When is he coming back? Is he back?
Last night.
He's back.
It was his first game back, and they had this
They came to get down. They came to get down.
You're right.
They got out their seats and they jumped around.
And I'm, you know, me, so I'm watching the whole time going, all right, I'm trying not to.
You're like, guys,
this
come
is
on.
Great. Good for you. Now, don't quit rolling around. I don't know how excited this is making
this
you.
This is the reason we didn't have the dog with the Frisbee.
Exactly.
Okay? You did don't want So, I mean, yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah. You got to be careful.
All you want is, and then Kevin changed his shoes at halftime, so somebody told him.
Yeah.
Kevin put the gummier shoes on.
He should be in crampons, you know, the things you used to climb Mount Everest. It's like, he should, everything should be
on the floor every game.
Just gripping shoes. Look, you're safe. You're going to make the playoffs. We know that's going to happen.
Fourth seed right now. You got a home court advantage and you got
one round. You just need to get a little bit of space. That's it. But it's fun, man. The crowd is crazy.
By the way, the West is, everyone's like one game apart. Yeah. Like the Lakers are three games. I don't know. I
mean, it's for the first time in a long time, you don't have this like runaway favorite in the West. That's why.
Because nobody looks at Denver as anything.
Well, no, because they're like, because everyone underestimates Nikola Jokic, who is to me like if your roofer played basketball.
Right. Hey, your drunk roofer.
Yeah. Exactly.
That nose is
whose
just...
brothers just kicked someone's ass at like a rec center. You're like, this guy, he's part of some Uzbekistanian
mafia. He's the guy when you go to a pickup game at like a rec center. He's got three knee braces. We're like, bro, you only have two knees. Why do you need three knee braces?
And then you're guarding him and he's just draining weird shots and you have good defense on him. Yeah. And everyone on your team's like guard him. Yeah. Guard him.
I'm like, I am trying.
And the worst part is you put money on the game, and he's the one who comes up at the end with the euros. But we're not leaving until you pay.
And we only pay in euros.
Yeah. And like, you don't have euros. You don't have euros.
He calls his brothers in, and they just rough you up.
I mean, he is great because like there is zero muscle definition
none.
In that guy's arm. Like mine, none. Like every female tennis player has better muscle definition than this guy. And he's the best player. He's the MVP. Like it's remarkable and it's amazing.
He's incredible. He looks like W.C. Fields as a young man.
Yes. And he always looks like he's coming out of a cold or just did cocaine.
His nose is just
red. Irritated.
Look for that baby. Yeah.
Someone showed me a 12-year-old picture of Nikola Jokic, and he looks like he's a kid at fat camp. You're like, this kid.
he's the best player ever.
He's gonna work it off, isn't he? We got to get him swimming. Get him in the lake, guys.
It's exciting. It's exciting
it's
for the Suns.
Fun year. Sports has just been great lately. It's just
so
been
good.
So much.
So,
you get to talk about the NFL, and everyone's got a great quarterback. Like, there's so many great quarterbacks out there, and so many people who have a chance to, like, so many teams have hope.
Well, not the Cardinals. You're making everybody
except
here feel really
good. Everybody, look, we grew up with the Cardinals. We're St. Louis guys.
Yeah.
We grew up with their.
But did you ever think Webster would be their quarterback? Because that's an amazing.
Well, it is nice.
Alex Karras did play football, too.
He did. He raised his kid right.
He raised his kid right.
Kyler Murray is more than 5'10, isn't he?
No. Brady's
tall. They up the cleats.
On the warmest day in summer.
He's 5'10.
Yeah, he's 5'10.
He's 5'10.
It says he's 5'10.
That's what they say, yeah.
He's listed at 5'10. So yeah, he's 5'9 at
5'7.
So, I mean, he's still the quarterback of the team, right?
Yeah. He's injured, but I mean, he probably bleeded into the next season.
The fact that you have to ask that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, that tells you everything you need to know about. He's still here, right?
The best part is they put 5'10 and an 18.
Yeah, that's when you know you're not 5'10. When you add the eighth of an inch into your bio on Wikipedia.
And an eighth.
Yeah, I'm 50 and three quarters years
even
old.
Even in his Wikipedia picture, he looks disappointed.
Yeah.
He's like, why do I have to stand here and take my Wikipedia picture?
They're going
to
see how short he is.
Kyler, get over here. You got to take your Wikipedia picture.
Yeah, look at how that works.
He doesn't even come up to like the shoulder pad of the other.
No. And that's the sad thing is you get pictures of him with real people.
There's a point where he's walking. It's like, oh, is it bring your son to work day? No. Oh, no. No. It's just Kyler Murray is right there.
Set my way through the track of the day.
Sir and ma'am had to take him to photo day there.
I do think so. They're in a great shape. The NBA is kind of in great shape because there are a lot of, you know, when
great players everywhere.
There's great players everywhere.
It's like the 90s again. Every team's got a superstar.
It's so fun. And Jay and I love the World Baseball Classic.
That was amazing.
So much fun. Yeah. What a great like tournament. It's like the World Cup in a great way. And for baseball, it just was really.
Do you guys watch sports together or separately and then compare notes later? Or how does that work?
Separately because we no longer have adjoining houses. We watch separately. When we're on the road, like we'll watch. Like we're huge Michigan football fans. Sorry, right. Brady.
Yeah.
So we'll watch on Saturday before our shows here, the spring football game. Like that's how into Michigan football we are. I can't wait to watch the spring game, to watch all the guys who will never play
during that the season.
That is what's going to happen.
That is a boring
so boring.
Day.
You don't understand it. It's so crazy.
We need to get you to lunch or something.
Yes, desperately need something to do. Yeah.
Are you following? We were talking about this morning with O.J. Simpson and the Gwyneth Paltrow thing. Just see that I just listened to
it. He tweeted in the whole. I mean, the Gwyneth Paltrow trial is amazing. I do think it was nice that she gave all the jurors vagina scented candles.
Oh, well, that
felt like a little bit of
over.
Does that
feel
like coercion? That actually might get her convicted. Look, you can't have a vagina scented candle and the name of your company be Goop. You just can't do it. That's a terrible combination of those two things. So I was reading some of the testimony from it, and like you hate the guy just as much as you hate her. It's like
nobody's likable in the whole.
Nobody, life. Not one. Why person.
Is this taking up like gumming up the courts here?
Yeah. Let alone the guy's skills that he'd have to have on skis, the way she describes it. Like you're saying, it's kind of.
I'm by the way, he's a doctor. He's old, so he's probably retired.
65 at the time, maybe.
Scoots up behind her, puts the skis between her legs, open her legs a little bit. I'm like, this dude's why isn't he in the Olympics? That's one of the greatest moves I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know what type of doctor he is. I'm assuming he's an OBGYN.
He can stirrup you on the slopes. That's pretty impressive.
As they were colliding, he said, "You're crowning, ma'am." Ma'am,
he says, "Oops, my tip's in you."
He said, "Wow, you're 9 inches dilated, 9 inches, honey.
I need to lay down.
Let's deliver that.
Pack this in ice."
Terrible.
Sklar Brothers at Stand Up Live this weekend. Gentlemen, you're coming back tomorrow, yeah?
Coming
back. Do the squares with us. We'll do the Guadalupe squares, which is us doing all 9 characters and the thing. Have you done that with us?
No.
You haven't done that yet?
I think we've only done Thursdays with you.
So each square is another celebrity we just do, and then we have people that play Hollywood squares with it.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, we'll do free for all.
Any Philadelphia.
I can do Daryl Hall. Did you ever see Live from Daryl's House?
That's great.
So that was the first time I realized Daryl Hall actually has a Philly accent. Yeah. He's got like a so you know the Philly accent. You swallow
your L's.
Go down to the Wawa on Fifth and Locust and grab me a water ice.
Grab a water ice.
So like when CeeLo Green was on there, like it was just so weird because he's got this beautiful, you know, Daryl Hall's got this beautiful voice.
Yeah.
It's like a very silky sort of smooth voice. And then he's like, "Hey, CeeLo, why don't you go grab me a Coke Zero out of the fridge?" Like, why are you drinking Coke Zero?
That was one of my favorite things you guys ever pointed out to me was that, and he'll hate it because he's Italian, but Rocky is not from Philadelphia.
No, Rocky's got this like Jersey.
If he was from Jersey, he's like, "I got to go beat a Apollo Creed."
Hey, yo, Adrian, get out of that coma.
Get out of that coma.
Help me fight Apollo.
Where's Paulie? I got to go hit some meat.
Paulie, where's my mic seat?
That's hilarious. Get out of that coma, crush.
Get out of that coma.
That's a true Philly guy.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Hey, Paulie, get her out of the coma.
Your sister's sleeping.
I don't want to take her to go ice skating. Let's take her to get some water ice.
Let's go get some water ice. I got to take her over.
No.
Phillies are terrible.
Yeah.
We should move out to Terry Hope.
He's not from Queens.
We're from
Mount Laurel.
I swallowed so many L's. I took a lot of L's. I swallowed so many L's.
So many L's.
Yeah, we do that all the time with a guy from the Flex Seal guy.
Take a look at this house covered in water. Like, what are you doing?
There's so much water in the house. I just put some of the tape over the boat. Over the bottom.
Look at all
the
these
boat.
Sharks in the water. This guy is fearless, but he hates water. Like, there's sharks around. He just doesn't want to get wet.
No.
I put Flex Seal in my bath, and the same water's in there for the last 20 years.
You can't drain my tub. Too much water. Too much seal.
He's so excited about his stupid seal, and I just die every time.
Got a leaky house?
My problem isn't to go to Home Depot, and the hole in my roof is the size of a basketball.
They're putting that on the Philly cheesesteaks now.
Yeah, they do.
Seal all the juices in.
Oh, do you? Is that what you do?
Done cheese with.
You take it with cheese, then seal it up.
Seal it up on the side.
You never lose any cheese.
Just take it home with you.
Oh my God.
Seal it up so you can take it home and eat it later.
With the Eagles here for the Super Bowl, it's all we just like. Dude, people just go home. Many. Just leave. We were hoping for bad weather. It was perfect. We didn't want them to like it here.
We freeze snowballs in Tempe. Yeah. We brought snowballs.
I brought a bunch of batteries to throw at the refs.
At J.D. Drew.
I discovered something that no matter what they walk past, they always announce where they're from. Like, they've got that thing like people care, but I realized that the phrase, oh, you know, I'm from Philly.
Yeah.
Like, it's just essentially to all us normal people. It's like, hey, I'm a raging asshole.
Yeah.
So that'll explain what I'm about
Better
today.
Hide your kids.
I'm a jerk off.
Yeah. Philadelphia cream cheese. I'm from Philly. It's like, that's not just Philly. Shut up about it.
No one cares. Yeah, no and one also, cares. We knew you were coming. Yeah. Like, you don't need to.
Yeah. You're known for the broken bell.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The cheese. Mm-hmm. And giving Tom Hanks AIDS.
That's it. We gave it all. We broke Tom Hanks. We broke the bell.
Yeah, see, that would be fun to do Philadelphia with the accents. Yeah. Oh, I got the AIDS.
Oh no. He's got the...
Need Send a warrior. Him home.
Oh, no. My immune system's down. Seal it.
You can seal it up.
I could die from a regular cold.
Regular cold. Oh, sorry. That's terrible.
That's beautiful. Uh-huh. Sklar Brothers will be back tomorrow, so no final words from you today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Stand Up Live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
You guys have the best fans. We've done stand-up shows. The stand-up show we did with you in the round where the stage rotated was one of the best shows. Your fans, they come out and see us whenever we come to Phoenix, and we love it so much.
This hour of stand-up, you guys will absolutely love. It's our favorite hour that we've ever done.
Really?
And
go ahead. We got an hour.
Yeah, so, no.
Let's do it, right? No, come see us. Come see us. We got your April Fool's plans for you on Saturday night.
And you can
night,
avoid Transgender Vengeance Night with the Sklar Brothers.
There'll be no vengeance in our shows. That's
right. No revenge, no vengeance, no vengeance, just all hearts and kisses. Sklar Brothers at Stand Up Live this weekend. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.